Who's there? Just so you know, I can hear you. And soon enough, I'll be able to see you as well. You know what that means, right? So, come here. Come closer. You are not the first human to attempt to invade my lair. But who knows? You might be the last. If you'd like that. And if you behave. But first, come out of the shadow. You have to be more careful than that, my dear. You are awfully clumsy. All the noise you're making with your little human feet. That is quiet. I'm you. See? Come here. Come closer. I know you are right here. And I know you're curious. Human nature will take over. Better sooner than later. I am growing quite impatient with you. Or would you prefer us having a little game of hide and seek? Maybe. After all, if one mischievous little intruder wants to play a game, then who am I to deny you that pledge? Though it is so foolish of you. You challenge a skilled opponent. After all, you do realize this, don't you? And even if you think you can fool me, I say, you better think twice while you still got a chance. Although I must admit, it is quite fun hearing your heart pounding louder and louder the closer I get. Not running away from me. That is quite intriguing. It's not often that I'm given the chance to be surprised and entertained like that by a human being. I think I actually can make an exception for you and indulge you, a little human, for a bit. Now, do your best. If you can hide from me. Or maybe I should let you believe that you can hide from me. Truth is, I've spent many, many years here, and I know this place better than anyone. There isn't anywhere you can go where I won't find you. My home. Yet so many of you tried to invade it. And what is your goal here? You better be honest with me now. Because if you try to run, I'll get you. And if you try to fight, let's just think you should have left when you still had a chance. I've been through it all. Hunted by many warriors, determined to claim the prize of my hand. Many tried, and all of them failed, frozen and completely and your next little human? Because you can't hide from me. Not here. Maybe there. No. Oh, maybe there. Not here. You can't hide. Here. And there. I'm sorry, but you wouldn't be able to find a single corner where you can be safe. There you are. Told you. Believe it or not, I don't want to hurt you. Not until you give me a very good reason to, at least. So, open your eyes. Don't be afraid. You disturb my slumber. And now you won't even look at me? That is so unfair. Don't you think? What are you afraid of? Or maybe I should squeeze you even tighter and tell you a bedtime story, since you seem to be so stubborn with keeping your eyes shut. Maybe you will fall asleep and change your mind. In the morning. Who knows? Or you could just open them now. Well, and story it is then. Although I'm sure you've heard this one already. But who knows? Maybe I can surprise you. It is a story about a woman who possessed great beauty and had many lasting for her, but she remained pure out of respect for goddess of wisdom, Athena, a she would eventually become a priestess of her temple. That's how much he worshipped her. Thousands of people would visit the temple just for a quick glance at this woman's beauty. Some even claimed that her gorgeous hair could rival that of Athena. One day, when the woman was walking along the shore, she caught attention of Poseidon, god of the sea. He was instantly infatuated with her, but the woman rejected his multiple approaches. She wished to remain the priestess of Athena's temple. This, in turn, infuriated the god, who of course wanted to get his way, no matter what. Which he eventually did. And of course, the woman rushed into the temple of her goddess, hoping to find protection there. But no one was going to help her. It wasn't long before Athena's jealousy turned into the strongest resentment. She appeared in front of the woman and punished her for what happened. Athena cursed her. The hair that she was once so envious of, she turned into a head of venomous snakes. And anyone who dared to look into her eyes will be petrified and turned to if you ask me. Word spread of the monster that she's become, and this once beautiful woman became a target of many warriors. This time, however, not for her beauty. These people now wish to add her head to their trophy collection. The joke's on them, I guess. All who tried share the same. They've been turned into, you guessed it, stone. Seen as a cruel monster, she remains hidden in the darkness of the darkest caves. in these lands. All because she once dared to place her trust in the goddess she admired so much. The goddess who failed her and punished her for things beyond her control. Did I upset you with my little bedtime story? Oh, that is so sweet. But what if I told you that at least half of what you just heard was simply untrue? What if this was a story of deception and lies? Isn't that the only thing the gods are truly good at? What if I told you that no one, even Athena, would dare to touch these divine beauty? And even the gods are prone to thee, since that they so heavily pride themselves above humans. You see them as powerful heroes who are gracing the world with miracles, when the only thing they are truly gracing you with is one huge lie. I'm afraid you won't find what you're looking for, because you're looking for a legend, a myth, a fantasy, and reality tragically far from what you've heard. Not a deadly stare, but a mesmerizing gaze. Not a monster, but a terrifying beauty. Not fine incarnate, but the feminine sublime. Imprisoned, and I've been, one would say, protected by those lies, so that only the one who can see with their heart and not their eyes gets wants to have mine. I know you are confused or even scared. Maybe I can feel your heart pounding in your chest. Or is this a thrill? My little curious human, my intrigued hero, I bet you want to just give up and open your eyes. There's nowhere to go now. Nothing else to do anyway. So you might as well take that leap of faith and try looking right into my eyes. Wouldn't that be wonderful to see for yourself the face that legends sing about? I know it's tempting. But you don't have to open your eyes now. You can fall asleep. I won't get upset. I promise. We will take it slow. Something tells me you are truly special. Let's see if my intuition is correct. Because if it is, you might be quite surprised by what is awaiting you. Awaiting us. So I'll be patient for you, and I promise not to peek while you're asleep, even though I can't wait to see the color of your eyes. Your face is so perfect. I simply can't imagine any color that wouldn't make your features look heavenly. That's how perfect you are. Gorgeous. You truly are.